Welcome back to TechNet Radio. Young Cho and Keith Mayer welcome server administrator Brandon Dewar to the show as he shares with us how his organization has made the decision to move from VMware to Microsoft Hyper-V Server 2012. Tune in as they discuss what made Hyper-V and Windows Server 2012 so compelling, what their favorite features are, and how they employ Hyper-V daily in their work environment. Young, the mic is yours.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Virtually Speaking. I am Young Cho, a technology evangelist at Microsoft. With me online is also Keith Mayer, a good friend and another technology evangelist of Microsoft. Hi, Keith.
Hey, Young. Hey, everybody. It's Keith Mayer, senior technical evangelist at Microsoft. I'm coming to you from Columbus, Ohio today.
Hey, Keith. Good to see you. Hey, you know what? Today, we have a very special guest, Brandon Dewar. In Pennsylvania, and he's got some great experience to share with us. What do you think?
Awesome. I can hardly wait to hear it.
Yeah. Hey, Brandon.
Hi, Young.
Hi there. Hey, thank you for coming on the show. How about introduce yourself a little bit and tell us what you've been doing, what you've been up to?
Basically, I work with Community Action Southwest, and we are a nonprofit in Washington, Pennsylvania, right outside of Pittsburgh, and basically we help service people who are in poverty to help them make their way out of poverty, basically my job with them is I am the server administrator, so I'm basically in charge of not only just the servers, but also all of our desktop systems.
So you're one of those guys that's wearing like 20 hats, right?
Not 20, maybe about 21, 22.
Anything goes wrong, you get a call, I guess.
Basically, yeah. No matter it comes our way. And unfortunately, there's only three of us in our IT department. We have about 265 employees, actually, and about 250 desktops. We have 6 physical servers and 8 virtual. So, you know, we do a decent bit, but we're running around with like crazy some days.
Hey, Keith, did you notice Brandon mentioned virtual something?
I did notice that, yeah.
That got me really excited. What do you think?
Yeah, definitely. tell us more about your virtualization strategy, Brandon.
Sure. Well, we have been running on VMware. We have 2 Dell servers that all our virtual machines reside on, and we've been running on VMware. Our first server's on VMware 4, and our second one's on 5. We just converted our second VMware server, our newer one, to Hyper-V with Server 2012, and we're in the process of moving our main virtual server from VMware 4 to Hyper-V. So that's going to be one of our biggest challenges because we pretty much have all our main infrastructure on that server, from our domain controller to our file server, some of our file server. And just moving it over is going to be a very big move for us.
So Brandon, I heard you mention a couple of times from VMware to Hyper-V.
Yes.
Are you seeing me jumping around? That's very exciting. That is very exciting. You know what? I'm actually interested in finding out. So how did you first encounter Hyper-V? I mean, what got you interested in Hyper-V?
Well, honestly, what happened is as the release of Server 2012 was coming up, I had read a lot of articles in the blogs, ZDNet, et cetera. And I said, wow, this sounds like an interesting product. So we downloaded the preview bits and, you know, we installed it and said, okay, let's take a look at this. And we were kind of a little iffy, you know, that first look and you see Server Manager and the differences and you're like, okay. So we said, okay, let's hear about a little bit more. So we went to the Windows event last summer in Pittsburgh, the introduction event, And we actually had a chance to sit and hear you speak about Server 2012 and Hyper-V and all the improvements. And we were kind of blown away. And that's what really made us start thinking about a conversion to Hyper-V over VMware.
Wow. You know what? I'm actually going to pass that to Keith. Keith, did you hear that, Brendan, heard about the Server 2012 and all that? And I know, Keith, you know so much about Server 2012. I mean, could you give us some recommendation in terms of how, about Server 2012, how can we learn Server 2012 in a kind of very productive way? I know you have a lot of content that you can share with us.
Sure, definitely. Yeah, there's a lot of content available. And as Brendan had mentioned, there are just huge sweeping changes in Windows Server 2012. Certainly a lot that relate to virtualization, storage, networking, kind of the core infrastructure of a data center. But beyond that, even looking at the workloads that are virtualized inside VMs across Active Directory, across security, across performance and management and whatnot, pretty much end-to-end, you can pick a role or a feature in Windows Server that you leverage, and it's been upgraded and improved pretty substantially in some significant ways to make it either easier, more performant, or more scalable in Server 2012. And so the first thing that I'd highly recommend is if you're new to Server 2012 and just getting started like Brandon was last summer, you can certainly come out to one of our events at technetevents.com. You can find a list of all of our in-person events that we do across the U.S. But an even better resource if you're not near one of those events is a free ebook that Mitch Tulloch and the Windows Server team wrote that provides a great end-to-end technical overview. And we'll include a link to that free ebook down below this video in the web links area. As you start reading more about Windows Server 2012, what you'll find is that incrementally, you don't really have to make a full, rip and replace switch over to start taking advantage of Server 2012. You can incorporate it as your environment grows to leverage the resources, leverage the tools, leverage the specific workloads that have been improved that are most impactful to your environment. So I'd encourage you to use that technical overview ebook as a way of kind of surveying what's changed, but at the same time, just analyze that against your own environment in terms of what features, what improvements are going to be most impactful to your data center pain points. And then beyond that, we also have a free early experts program where if you're interested in going further with Windows Server 2012, getting deeper, more hands-on activities, certified, you can go out to earlyexperts.net. for free and join thousands of other IT pros across the U.S. that are also going through that same study process and learning more about Server 2012 and actually getting certified because they've seen such great value in the certification program. So lots of great resources that are available to help other IT pros like that are in the same position as Brandon get started with Server 2012.
Well, thank you, Keith. That's great information. By the way, Brandon, I couldn't believe it in 2 minutes that Keith did not mention my name at all. but anyway, so Brandon, seriously, that Keith mentioned the Early Expert Program, which is a great one. And I also think that you can also be a contributor to it, to sharing your experience. But let's get back to Brandon about you. So in terms of the Hyper-V, what did you find out? I mean, what is your favorite feature or what gets you kind of most excited when you encounter Hyper-V? What is most beneficial to you?
Well, I think one of the most beneficial features is the live migration, which I think is fantastic, especially in our situation. If a resource goes down or we need to move something, we can do that while the server is running. And I think that's a huge part of one of the reasons why we chose Hyper-V, as well as the Hyper-V replica is fantastic.
Wow.
Those are really the two biggest features that we like.
Both live migration and Hyper-V replica are two key delivery in Windows Server 2012. You certainly get the best out of it. Live migration certainly is my personal favorite as well. Just the ability to live migrate a running workload, it's great. And in terms of Hyper-V replica, I think for small and medium business, this is like this is like something that you have been waiting for so long, right? That you can have a really affordable and also technically approachable, you know, DR solution, right? And so I think that that is just great. So in terms of your daily routine, I mean, now you know Hyper-V, how does that impact you? What do you plan to do going forward in terms of the employing Hyper-V or now you know Hyper-V?
Well, we really want to get all of our virtual machines over to Hyper-V. And what's nice and what our goal is to be able to manage everything in one location. We're not having to log into two separate servers in order to be able to manage our Hyper-V servers. We're able to use one console to be able to open every, see what's running, where our system resources are at. And if we see one machine's taking a little bit too many resources, we can always use live migration to move over to our secondary server, you know, to try and bring our resources down. So I think it's going to make life a lot easier for us. As well, being a nonprofit, we don't have the amount of money that some corporations do. So being able to get a lot of the features that you pay a lot of money for in VMware, you know, incorporated into our licensing is a huge benefit for us. You know, we purchased our Server 2012 data center licensing, we're ready to go. We don't have to go out and purchase, you know, vSphere, and we don't have to purchase other licensing. We're ready to go there, and all we have to do is implement. So I think it's going to make a lot easier environment for us, and it's going to give us a lot more control over our resources.
Well, Brandon, you did a great job illustrating quite a few points that we've seen other IT pros in similar environments also echo. You know, you talked a little bit about live migration, and when I talk about live migration with IT pros, you know, a lot of them say, hey, live migration's not necessarily new in Server 2012. We had it in Server 2008 R2 as well. But in a lot of environments like you had mentioned, where cost is a factor, you know, back in Server 2008 R2, the only way you get live migration is by implementing a cluster. And clusters, you know, sometimes for small organizations are beyond the expenses that, that you have for your IT budget. Well, with Server 2012, as you alluded to, now we have shared nothing live migration. So you can have just a couple unclustered servers with direct attached storage and be able to live migrate back and forth for planned maintenance. And then you had also mentioned Hyper-V Replica, which for, again, smaller organizations, a really inexpensive way of doing host-to-host or even site-to-site replication asynchronously for those unplanned situations of downtime where you have a host that goes down unexpectedly due to some power issues or whatnot. And then certainly the cost. You know, what a lot of environments have realized when they're looking at Server 2012 is, hey, regardless of the virtualization platform, we're running Windows workloads on is virtual machines. We have to pay for our Windows Server licensing anyway. And with Server 2012, if we also get an enterprise-grade bare metal hypervisor with all these new features around live migration and Hyper-V and Replica and increased scalability, then why do we need to pay for an extra hypervisor layer if it's already included in Windows Server? So I think you made a lot of key points that resonate with many other environments that are in the same boat as yours. I appreciate that feedback. And as you're going forward then in deploying your Windows Server 2012 servers and migrating from VMware, you're probably looking at your existing workloads like domain controllers, file services, backup, print services and whatnot. And, you know, how are you kind of stepping through that process? Which of those workloads are you currently running on Hyper-V and then which maybe are still on VMware and are you planning to migrate to Hyper-V as your next step?
Well, we are definitely planning on migrating everything over to Hyper-V.
Oh, great.
Right now, we are running on Hyper-V. We just put up a new domain controller, so we're configuring that, as well as we have our backup solution on Server 2012, which has been a lot more efficient for us. Mm. On our VMware server currently, we have our AV print server, we have our database server and our primary domain controller as of right now. And those will all be migrated from VMware to Hyper-V within the next month.
Oh, great. Okay, great. And I know, you know, you may have already taken a look at, or perhaps you're in the process of taking a look at some of our migration tools to assist with that process. You know, we have a free tool, the Microsoft Virtual Machine Converter tool that'll convert VMware virtual machines and VMDKs over to virtual hard disks, uninstall VMware tools, install the Hyper-V integration services, and export them to a shared folder where you can then just pull them right into a new Windows Server 2012 Hyper-V host. So that is something that you're thinking about leveraging going forward as you move into that migration scenario for that next round of virtual machines?
Certainly. We are looking at using those tools. And we believe that's going to make the easiest transition for us. One of our only concerns has been how much time it will take to convert. But you know, other than that, yes, we will be leveraging those tools.
Awesome.
I think, Brandon, you make a very strategic decision to move into Server 2012 and also employing Hyper-V. And I think together, these two are really really nice, you know, a better together story, because I think more and more as you're using Server 2012, you will notice there's just tremendous capabilities in it. There's, for instance, like the installation option, right? You can move from server core to full UI back to server core. There's features on demand. There's a storage virtualization piece in it, you know, the storage space, which is a great story. You talk about the live migration, share nothing live migration, the Hyper-V replica, SMB over Hyper-V over SMB 3.0. I think you're gonna love that feature. That is just such a nice thing to have. You know, now you can do everything with a file share, which is just great. And also Hyper-V, there's so many new capabilities in it, like the virtual network. By the way, Keith is an expert on virtual network. He's got a lot of stuff there. We have to come back at some point in time to talk about this, because it's such a exciting story, you know. And I think as you're moving into Hyper-V, moving into Windows Server 2012, keep us informed. You know, let us know what happened and tell us how we can help. And I understand you are in the process of migrating from VMware into Hyper-V?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. I tell you what, hey, take notes, because we're going to come back. We would like you to share your experience with all the communities, and let us learn from you. You know, let us see through your eyes how Hyper-V and Server 2012 can help you to better deliver your services and all of that.
Certainly, I'd be glad to.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for coming on the show today and share with us. Keith, it's always a pleasure to have you. You always bring the conversation to a different dimension. Thank you so much for that. With that, in the future, we're going to get you back to talk about the moving from Hyper-V into VMware. With that, thank you, everybody, for watching this episode of Virtually Speaking, and I see you in the next one. Thank you.